In him was life, and that light was the light of men. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. The word of God is life. The word of God brings light. Experience the wisdom, presence, and the power of Jesus Christ through the ministry of his servant, Jonathan Lagan. Welcome to Pneumatech.
Somebody right now. I see the Lord releasing anointings upon people. Somebody's receiving something right now. Somebody's receiving something in their spirit. I sense a distribution of the anointing here. Scripture in my ear, just a part of a verse in Joel chapter 2. This is what I'm hearing. They shall run like mighty men. Amen. Now I see an anointing for speed coming on 14 people. Let this be the first impartation for this year. Supernatural, supersonic speed. Where are those 14 people? By the power of the Holy Ghost. All over this place, inside and outside, online, receive that anointing for speed. Touch, 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 touch. Shetepete barakata, lambareteke pariyaseketa, asoto robokosya nama. Receive that anointing for speed. You will run like a mighty man. You will run over horses. You will run over mountains. You will run over fences. Maros sitele kebas. Ele ko barata mante kepayada. Help them everywhere. Speed. Speed in your career. Speed. 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 Whatever has tied you down, the Lord is preaching upon you right now. Whatever has held you down, whatever has tied you down, whatever has held you to your past, I decree speed is yours today. Thank you, Jesus. Get ready for supernatural exploits. Get ready for sudden breakthroughs. That's the reason why it looks like nothing is happening. God is about to surprise you. Something mighty. A door long expected is about to open. It's about to open for you. Within the first quarter of this year, it's about to open. I see the angel that is opening that door for you. I see the angel opening that door right now. It's released into your life. It's released. Hey, habayataka. Receive it right now. Ela mashanda bakayada. Ratekeke basande kebrama. Receive it by the Spirit of the Lord. breathe upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for an amazing year. Thank you because the hand of the Lord is upon us this year, like it was upon Elijah. Thank you because your hand is going to rest on many people this year. And they will run with the speed of Elijah. They will run with the speed of chariots and horses. A grace that is going to cause you to redefine your existence is resting upon you in this service. You will do what has never been done. Get ready, says the Spirit of the Lord. You will do what has never been done. I still see the Lord placing that anointing for speed upon some people, especially to my left. I still see that anointing for speed resting. I release it right now like a mighty rushing wind. Take that grace for speed. Take that grace for speed. Take that grace for speed. I don't know why God needs to change your story before the end of the first quarter, but right now I release that grace like an avalanche, like a mighty rushing wind. Take that grace for speed. Malakira barahasia. It's going to turn your life around in the days ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for an amazing year. We thank you for your word to us this year, that it is indeed our year of victory. And we thank you because this prophetic service, being the first of the year, is meant to catapult, is meant to shift, is meant to throw someone to where they ought to be in your plans for their life. And I thank you because our lives will never be the same. Thank you for your word that will come with grace and with power. Thank you for the ministry of your Spirit in this place. Would you just lift your hands wherever you are? I just sense a gentle wind of the Spirit blowing across this place. I see the Spirit of revelation coming on three people. I just see it like a wind all over this place. My God, my God, my God, breathe upon them. Your very Spirit of revelation that will cause them to come into ideas, supernatural ideas, that will cause them to come into understanding, that will open up doors for breakthroughs. Thank you. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your presence. Just help them there. I just see that wind going across this auditorium and outside. Glory be to your name. And you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. You're my redeemer. You are worthy. Sing it one more time. You are worthy to be praised. There is no God like you, Lord. Oh, oh, no God like you, Lord. In this service, the Lord is telling me that He's restoring losses. This is a prophetic service, so I want you to receive with every faith that you have. Take your eyes off what is in the past. He says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He says, for behold, I do a new thing. God does not begin from your past. He begins from your now. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2, it says, behold, now is the day of salvation. Restoration of losses. I say it again, restoration of losses. Oh my God. Restoration of losses. Restoration of losses. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. God is asking me to do this now. If you are here and you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, lay your right hand on your abdomen, your tummy, as if you are a woman. If you are a man, lift your right hand up. Maybe you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Or you are standing in for somebody, you remember somebody. I want to declare it because the anointing is strong now. And believe me, God is doing something here. I didn't even plan to pray on this. And when I make the declaration in the name of Jesus, I want you to scream amen at the top of your voice. You are going to scream it 3 times and I'm going to tell you when to come in. Babies are about to be released. The word of God says, none shall be barren among you, neither you nor your cattle. He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply. Now, by the anointing that is in this place, I declare in the name of Jesus that in this year 2025, you are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, or you are trusting God for more children, or you are standing in for somebody that is desperately in need. I decree and declare, be fruitful in the name of Jesus. I said be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Number two. Clap your hands and give Jesus praise. I said clap your hands because it is done. Glory. Hallelujah. I want you to shake the hands of 2 or 3 people by your side and tell them, welcome to your year of victory. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to teach you a new song. We are going to sing it, okay? Amen. God will restore every loss for the past 10 years. A decade of restoration. And God will compress it in this year 2025. Yes. I said God will restore the last 10 years of your life in this year 2025. He said, for I will restore to you the years that the cankerworm has eaten, the locust, the caterpillar, the palmer worm. He said, even my great army that I sent amongst you. He says, then you shall be fruitful and bless the Lord in the land that the Lord has given to you. I decree and declare, whatever you have lost in 2024, whatever you lost in the last 10 years, in the last 10 months, in the last 10 weeks, I decree restoration this year. Come on, somebody shout a loud amen. Clap your hands once more and give him praise. You believe that? Clap your hands again and again and again. Despite the presence of the devil, God is restoring you. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hear me tonight. And I want you to mark today. I want you to mark today. When you go back, write it down in your diary. And be aware of those who are present. God says, international doors have been opened for 5 people. Yes. The Bible says the Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy? That's what I'm here to do. I didn't come here to do too much preaching. I came here to prophesy. I saw 5 people leaving the country from this place. Yeah. And this is not just escaping to, no, this is going to be a major breakthrough coming for you. As a matter of fact, your settlement will be waiting for you at the other side. That's what the Lord is saying. I want you to mark today. Because God is showing me that 3 amongst these 5 people don't even have plans to travel. It will happen. Help, my God. Help them. It will happen by the Spirit of God. Are you hearing me? The anointing in this service is not the anointing of last year. This is a fresh anointing. It's a new season. It's a new day. Fresh anointing. It's coming your way. It's a season of power and prosperity. You can, if for you it can be success, it can be breakthrough, it can be anything. Coming to you. Let's sing it together. It's a new season. It's a new day. I said fresh anointing. It's flowing your way. It's your season of power. It's your season of victory. It's your season of prosperity. Breakthrough. Name it whatever you want. And it's coming to you. Huh? It's your season of power. It's your season of victory. It's your season of breakthrough. It's your season of blessing. It's your season of open doors. Every door that has been shut, that has refused to open. You prayed, you fasted, you sowed seed, you are tired. Now, the doors will open without you asking it to open. Yeah. I said the doors will open on their own accord for you. It will, know. Believe it. Forget about the past. That's why God brought you into this year. If God didn't have any plan for you, you wouldn't have seen this year. Forget about last year. You ended that year broke and your business is still on the ground. How will it move? I wish you can see a multi-millionaire before the end of this year. How will it happen? Not by might, not by power. That's the reason why it's a miracle. And forget about what people say. Sometimes when a man has been frustrated again and again and cannot see results in the kingdom, there are 2 things involved. It's either that man continues to hope in God, and that means his faith is strong, or that man gives in to frustration and despair. There are people this year that will campaign that miracles are not real, and God will allow them to campaign to set the stage for his awesome display of power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When they say that miracles are arranged, they are not real. God will use your life to prove the point. Are you hearing me? I've seen him do it again and again. Marvelously. For some of you, you've been used to seeing miracles. But this year, God wants to make you the miracle to someone. Perhaps you are going to be the one that will become a channel of financial favor. Perhaps you are going to be the one to connect someone to their destiny job, their destiny wife, destiny husband. Perhaps the anointing will rest upon you and you will find the power of God manifest through your hands. Are you hearing me? So God is moving you from just seeing miracles to being the miracle. That's what he wants to do. Are you hearing me? It's a new season for you. I said it's a new season for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. You be glorified. You be glorified. You be glorified. You be glorified. Unto you be your glory and honor and praise. You be glorified. Unto you be your glory and honor and praise. You be glorified. I received that song this afternoon. Amen. Now, songs are one of the ways by which the Spirit communicates what He is about to manifest in the natural. It's a sign of breakthrough. It's a sign of victory. When something is about to manifest, something that God has already designed in the realm of the Spirit, when it is time to escape from the realm of the Spirit into the natural, and then it becomes a miracle in your life, there are different spiritual modes of communicating that. Sometimes it can be a shout of joy. Some other times it can be a song. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And God gave me this song and said it's specifically for two sets of people this year. Number one, this is the song that will get you ready for a season of great rest that you are about to enter. Let me tell you something about prophecy. As long as it is a prophetic word from the mouth of God, it has no expiring date. If God said last year was the year of rest, the year has expired, but the word did not expire. Because it is the living word of God. Some of you, that's the song to prepare. I mean, what you will sit back and look at your life this year, and this is the song you will just sing. Perhaps you have not seen God move like that. You are about to see Him. I'm telling you. I'm not just talking about you receiving from God alone, but I'm talking about God embarrassing you with His goodness so much that you become an expression of His goodness to someone. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And then for the second set of people, this is a song that will keep you standing when you go through all kinds of turbulence, all kinds of challenges, all kinds of situations that will attempt to mock you and mock the God that you serve. For some of you, you'll come face to face with reproach. And God says, even in your weakness and even in your down times, He will still take the glory. And the glory is that that will not be your end. That out of weakness, He will bring strength. Out of poverty, He will bring you into riches. That's what the psalmist says. He said, you took us through fire and water and you brought us to the wealthy place. So that's the song you will sing. You be glorified. You be glorified. You be glorified. You be glorified. Unto you. Unto you be your glory and honor and praise. You be glorified. To you. Unto you. Bye. your bass drum first.
You will be glorified.
Snare drum now.
You will be.
That's why you should have a pastor that sings. Wait. Listen. The way I receive songs, I hear everything. And this is just something that started manifesting recently. I hear everything, the keyboard, everything, and you must play it like that, okay?
You be glorified. You be glorified. You be glorified. Be glorified.
In your life this year. Unto him be all glory and honor, wisdom, dominion, majesty, strength, and blessing. Hallelujah. I want to welcome you to Pneumatech, and I hope you missed Pneumatech. It's almost 2 months. Amen. This year is going to be a strange year. A positively strange year. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Even in this house, we are going to see the hand of God like never before. And while I was seated there, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell them that I'm releasing a grace for financial abundance in this service. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I want you to be ready with faith to receive that. Because this year, many of you will walk in abundance. That's not the only dimension of the blessing of God, of course. If you are regular in this house, you know we have been taught again and again. I've taught you that the blessing is the Holy Spirit. And He's the one at work in you to produce the blessings. Whether they are financial or material or human. You know, the greatest blessing on earth is the blessing in men. God really wants to bless you. He sends men into your life. Amen. Just like God has sent me into somebody's life. Amen. Yeah. I know it. You don't need to tell me. I'm conscious of that. That anywhere I go, I am a blessing for someone, to someone. Whenever I arrive a place, I don't arrive late or earlier. I arrive on time. It was divine timing that I arrived that place because somebody's life was supposed to shift. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I say this with all humility. Maybe the man of God may be watching now. I went to preach for a dear friend of mine for the first time in Abuja late last year. And he told me that he told his people that even if I just pass the ministry, Abuja, say amen. Yeah. Who's supposed to bless who? That's the mindset I will inject in you. That it's not about your location. It's about your position in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, apostles should just pass. An apostle went and preached. We saw the move of God in that meeting, powerful things that God, I remember there was a lady who had fibroid or something like that for 10 years. It was so enormous that, you know, she looked pregnant. I even asked her, are you pregnant? And you could literally see the cloth like this. And under the glory of God, the thing melted there. Confirmed by a medical person. But after that meeting, that ministry shifted. And for the first time, somebody gave me, for the first time, just about a week after that meeting, they received their first million as a ministry. Just about a week after. And many other testimonies he has shared with me again and again. Amen. You came here so that your life can change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? From good to better, from better to best, and from best to best. Because God always outdo himself. Amen. So I want you to be positioned to see the move of God this year like never before. You may have to close your ears from what other people say. And you may have to close your eyes from the challenges in the world. It says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But these need to happen to set the stage for your luminosity, for your shining, for your glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Let me leave the prophetic for the end. Let's get to the word quickly. After that, I'll give you some of the words God gave me for this year and then we'll pray. And then I'm going to anoint everybody here who is from 16 years downwards. Children and teenagers from 16 years downwards. I'm sure you saw the flyer. Lord spoke to me to do that. So if you are from 16 years to zero and you are here, I'm going to pray and anoint you. And those who are following from home, we'll give you instructions. You get a bottle of oil and anoint your child. Amen? Amen. Now talk more about that later on. Let's speed up. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 57. Let's read the two pilot scriptures for the year. And then I trust God to help you come to understanding and then we'll pray. Please, as fast as we can. 1 Corinthians 15:57. It says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. By the way, I want to plead with you. There are two very important announcements I have to make at the end. So please do yourself and God a favor. This is the first service. Stay till the end. Amen. If you are coming from a house where there's curfew, send a text to them. The apostle said that today you must finish the service. Amen. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So the assurance of the victory is in the reality of the fact that your life now is domiciled in Christ Jesus. It is in Christ that you have the victory. That's why it says through Christ. That means apart from Christ, if you were to exist as a single entity without being engrafted into Christ, there's no way you can be victorious on earth. You know, in the New Testament, one of the basic revelations that a believer in the kingdom should understand And this revelation has two sides of a coin. You need to understand you in Christ and all the attendant privileges and advantages that comes with it. What does it mean to be in Christ? Because the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. A new species that will operate by a different, powered by a different life, and will operate by a different set of rules. So you will need to understand the revelation of what it means to be in Christ. And after that, you will need to understand what it means to have Christ in you. Because the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the first step is being in Christ. In Him you have redemption. In Him you have forgiveness of sin. In Him you have salvation. In Him you have sanctification. These are the basics of the Christian faith that God has made available for you to enjoy because you are in Christ. But then you also need to understand as you mature what it means to have Christ in you. So let me give you an example so that you can all understand. It's one thing to have a visa to go to the United States. They give you a visa, you travel to the United States. You are now in the United States. And because of that, there are things you can enjoy because you have a visa that permits you to be in the United States. However, it's another thing to be given citizenship. You are supposed to be a citizen if you were born in America or if your parents are American citizens. So when they give you citizenship of America, it's now America in you, which you are supposed to have by being born there. But you were not born there. But now you've been given citizenship of America. So that's what it means. Being in Christ and Christ in you. And I want you to stay with me because we'll talk about that this year. I'm going to so feed you by the grace of God with revelation. You'll be so deep that the existence of the devil around your life will be like any other thing. You'll be so deep in God this year, and I will make sure of that. You will be so deep that you will walk with a sense of authority everywhere you go. When people look at you, they'll think you are proud. No. It's an understanding. We are going to raise spiritual technocrats here. You will understand the kingdom. You will know the dynamic. You will know how to work things. Those of you that have prayed and you didn't get any answer, you will know why you didn't get the answer and how to pray to get answers. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory is all that God have and is. Glory is the full expression of the life of God. Glory means wealth. It means weight. It means substance. It means tangibility. So when the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory, it means that your understanding of the revelation of Christ living in you. So it's no longer you that is alive. It's just your body that people see. But it is Christ that is the engine powering this body. And because that engine as a spirit is superior to the laws of this life, you will find that superiority manifest in your finance, manifest in your career, manifest in your ministry. You will do things differently because there is a different kind of life at work within you. Brothers and sisters, that may just be the difference between me and some of you. May not really be too much prayer. And that's what we'll make sure of this year. So the Bible says that it is through Him that you have the victory. So when you come into Christ, victory becomes your birthright. It is a strange thing for you to come in between a situation and you are not victorious. In fact, it can't happen as long as you are in Christ. Being victorious in that situation does not mean that you will win at the end of the day. Sometimes victorious may just be that you survive the situation. That the enemy orchestrated all kinds of things in a season of your life, hoping to break you. Because he knows that it is not given to him to destroy you. Didn't you read your Bible when it says no weapon formed against him, against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises in judgment is not even God. He said you will condemn. He said for this is the heritage of the servants of God. And their righteousness is of it. So it's not given to the devil to destroy you. In fact, the devil has done everything he can do in the last 20 years to seek permission to destroy you, but he's not given. Even when you mess up and he's about to strike, the mercy of God becomes an invisible wall. So now that he knows he cannot kill you or destroy you because the life of Christ is in you, what he will try to do is orchestrate situations around you with the intent of breaking you in your mind. That your soul will become downcast. That you will become depressed. That's his own goal. Since you can't die, live miserable. Because he's miserable. He already knows his fate. Destruction is waiting for him. And he knows that no executive order, you know, when they change president, United States, they come and sign order, sign. Nobody, you can't vote God out. God was not selected. He was not appointed. He was not elected. He was not nominated. He cannot be contested. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, he knows that God cannot change what has been written about you. With long life will I satisfy thee and show thee. That is even more frustration. That's the reason why, since he knows he has a miserable faith, since he knows he has a miserable faith and he doesn't have an end, he will do everything to frustrate you, just to make you broken. But victory means you can go through fire and water and your joy is still intact. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 to 5. Quickly, please. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. What is the victory? Our faith. So the moment you mention faith in the kingdom, you are talking the science of victory. To God, being victorious is walking by faith. It says, for whatever is born of God, and this is the victory that overcomes even our faith. Now, the Bible says whatever is born of God, that means victory is our birthright as believers. It is in your nature as a believer. If you are not born again, well, you have an opportunity in this service. I'm going to make an altar call at the end. But if you are truly born again and genuinely saved, victory becomes your birthright. It becomes your nature to be victorious. Listen, you need to understand that the power of a victorious life is in your being and not in your doing. It's not what you do that makes you victorious. It is who you are. You were born to be victorious. You were born to win. You were born to excel. You were born to have dominion. And I'm not trying to twist you. This is just it. Why? Because you were born of God. So it is your nature. So it's not about what you do. See it from who you are first. Now, if you are conscious that it is in your nature to be victorious, listen. There are two ways to gain citizenship. It's either you earn it or you are born with it. Isn't it? Remember one time when Paul was arrested in Acts of the Apostle and the Roman soldiers wanted to scourge him. While they were taking off his clothes to begin wiping him, he called the centurion and said, are you going to wipe a Roman citizen? The centurion now went to the commander and said, this man is a Roman citizen. Oh. And in those days, a Roman citizen is like an American citizen. Yesterday I was watching a short movie clip of a film, Captain Phillips. I mentioned it so that you can go and watch it this night. Amen. I didn't watch the four, just short clip, you know. And there was a ship that had Americans in it, and they were captured by pirates, Somalian pirates. And then America, you know now, they sent their navy and all of that. They were trailing these guys. At a point, I remember they had snipers. The vessel that they captured, the boat where they were with the captain, was far ahead, a few miles away. And then the snipers were there aiming. They were trying to negotiate on the radio. But they saw that these guys, they were about to kill the captain. All of that military formation because of one American. And at a point, the officer in charge of the soldiers who were the snipers, at a point he just said, wait, they stopped. He said, execute. And they shot, and instantly three guys went down, boom, with precision. Then they captured the last guy, chained him, they sat him in the new ship, and they were reading his rights. So he asked them, he said, what will become of me? Then the naval officer said, Captain Phillips is safe. All your friends are dead, and it's just you now. We'll do America now. That's how they care for their citizen. But you are not born of America. You are born of God. Has it occurred to you that even the number of angels were not determined in Scripture? Jesus spoke to Pilate. He said, when Pilate said, I can release you now, he said, no, you don't have any power except it is given to you from above. He said, if I like, I can talk to my Father now. 12 legions of angels will come. Why? Because I am born of God. So everywhere you go, regardless of your location, regardless of what part of the surface of the earth you are, walk with the consciousness that I am born of God. Your biological existence may be an accident, but not your spiritual existence. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. How were you born of the flesh? Somebody scored goal and got a lady pregnant out of the wedlock, and she gave birth, the husband ran away, and somehow they raised you with a single mother, they raised you with your grandmother, later you went to LEA school, later you went there, no problem, and you are where you are. That is born of the flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. From the day you accepted the life of Christ, you became another kind of citizen. Let me tell you the truth. God cares about his citizen much more than Americans do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Does it occur to you? Why do you think God, when you got born again, God put his life in you? The Bible says we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. That means, for God to be sure that what he paid for remains his own, he put himself by the Holy Spirit inside of you. That means that you are God's masterpiece. You are God's investment. Even you as a small petite businessman, you know better not to throw away your investment. How much more God? He has everything to lose if you fail. Oh, nobody told you. He has everything to lose if you fail. Why? Because he has named his name upon you. Everywhere you go, you are a symbol of his majesty. So to allow you fail continually, no. Even if you start failing, God is going to work out a path to success from that place. You know why? It's no longer about you. God now has stakes. For I have been crucified with Christ, yet not I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. He says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Do you know that you are God's inheritance? Because everything that God has is in the Spirit. It is the Spirit of God that reveals to us the things of God, isn't it? Now, where is the Spirit of God? In heaven? No. Where is the Spirit of God? In us. So if all of God is in His Spirit and His Spirit is in you, where is God? He's in you. So that's why the Bible says that we will know the hope of His calling and the glorious riches of His inheritance in the saints. If God were to open the eyes of all of us here, to see his intentions, his plans for us, and to see what a glorious destiny you were to go into. Many of you will not even give a break to depressing thoughts, because you know this is just a process that will lead to that end. That's the consciousness you must walk into this year with. You are victorious not because of what you do, but because of who you are. So by default, you must win. You must win. It's either I win or I win. Somebody say, in life, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. In the kingdom, sometimes you win, sometimes you win. The winning may not be that you got the job. I had a testimony of somebody. Said he received a prophetic word from a man of God. That same day, he went to the office and was sacked. And by the end of the day, he got a better job. For we know that all things work together. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So just sit down and look at life like a cinema. When you are down in your valley, don't look up, because you are about to rise to the mountain. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And may I remind you that God is more than able. Till today, he has not borrowed power from anybody. It's not like other countries who are tapping electricity from Nigeria. They have electricity. We don't have stable electricity. It's not like a country that is borrowing debt upon debt upon debt. Have you seen how many trillion naira now? Your children will not be slaves. Till date, he has not borrowed from anybody. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In fact, the only way God can borrow from you, he says, he that had pity to the poor, lendeth to God, and he will pay him back. Because God is not used to borrowing. So the only way God can borrow from you is when your life becomes a blessing to someone. And I hope you know the Bible says that the borrower is slave to the lender. That means when your life is a blessing to people, unlike other people, you can approach God with boldness and demand certain things. And God will do it, not because he's partial, but because under the circumstance of your life being a blessing and reflecting his goodness to somebody, he has become a borrower to you. And the borrower is slave to the... That's not part of my message, but I had to say it for somebody. That's the reason why we pray differently. Some people pray as if God is owing them a favor and God will answer them quickly. Some other people are crying and begging God and it looks like the God is just looking at them. Why? Because God wants you to come to the realm of understanding of the authority that you have as a son and daughter of God. They are victorious because you are born of God. So that's the consciousness you must walk with. In John 14 verse 19, Jesus said, because I live, you shall live also. That's the assurance that you will be victorious. Because I live, you shall live also. That's the assurance that you will see the end of this year into another year. Because I live, you shall live also. It's in your nature. I am the vine, you are the branches. It says, he that abides in me and I in him bringeth forth fruit. So the secret to a life of productivity, a life of result, a life of grace and exploits and glory is simply to live in the consciousness that you have been engrafted in him. You were born of him. You are part of him. In fact, you are an extension of him. There's no difference between what is in you and what is in God. It's the same. That's the reason why the word spirit in the New Testament has the same Greek word. There are many words in the New Testament that have different Greek words. But the word spirit has only one Greek word. In some places you find capital letter S, some other places small letter S. And the reason why they cannot find a word to differentiate between the human spirit and the spirit of God is because when a human being becomes born again, the spirit of God and the spirit of that human is intermingled into one. One indivisible entity. So if somebody looks at you and calls you a God, he's not wrong. If somebody looks at you and calls you a man, he's still not wrong. Because you and God are one. And that's why they wanted to stone Jesus, because he said, I and my Father are one.
But he told them, he said, the reason why I can say that is because the works that I do is not of myself. It's the Father that worketh in me. I'm just a display theater. I'm a showroom. My life is a showroom for the goodness of God. So anybody disappointed at your life now should hold on. The film has not ended. That's why when you go to a cinema, you carry popcorn because the film go long. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are God's masterpiece. He said, we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto every good work that God foreordained that we will walk. Oh, come on. I mean, this, as basic as it is, it sets a believer free from fear. God did not waste his time to create you like this. No. All of this investment to live a wretched life? No. Sometimes many people living a wretched life, they are actually the reason. Their life is an offshoot of their mindset. An ego that was born in a poultry and grew in a poultry will behave like a fowl. Because as a man thinketh in his heart. So you can decide to think like the economy of the nation where you are, or you can think like the problems around your family, or you can single yourself out by a superior mentality and walk with an air of confidence. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why he says the righteous shall be bold as a lion. You go to an office, they say you need connection to be there. You walk there quickly and enter. I say, well, I don't need any connection because my connection is Christ. So my coming here means everything will work in my favor. And then all of a sudden, the people that had connection, they take the job away from them and give it to you without connection. And you know, sometimes God will do it in a way, you know, he says, he prepared a table before me, the presence of my... Have you seen when somebody is saying, she's not qualified, how will you give? And then the person say, I remember one of my sons, he was posted somewhere, he's in the military, was posted to one bush like that. And I called him, I said, he called me. He said, we are in so-so place, so Nigeria is expecting some aircraft, so they brought us here to ensure the place is ready, so that when the president visits, everything. I said, you won't stay there long. After that visitation, you are living there in Jesus' name. He said, amen. That was January. After that visitation, less than 2 weeks later, he received a call from the air house in Abuja. He said, come and report as the chief security officer to the chief of air staff. From Bush. He got there, and you know now, when God lifts you, the blessings of God always puts you in trouble. Good trouble. People begin to feel that you are not qualified. You are not worth it. Some of you need to move from getting what you are qualified to getting what you were not qualified for. It is my opinion that if you start getting what you are not qualified for, you may be humble. You may become humble. Because even you know that it's not by your might nor by your power. The reason why you are proud is because you know that it was your CV that brought you there. But when they give you, who have not gotten degree yet, they give you a position of a PhD holder, you know that it was the hand of God that took you there. So you remain humble. People started, they started with haunting him in the call as a relax. Now God put you there. Forget about it. They are just making noise. Then he told me one day the chief called everybody to the office and say, who is the chief of air staff? They say, you are the one, sir. Say, I'm the one? Say, yes. That means I have the right to appoint whoever I wish to work with me. Yes, I say, okay, I appointed this one. All of you, leave him. Let him be. God will cause kings and nobles to defend you this year. Yes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that was the end of the problem. Today is in Brazil. Hallelujah. You know, the first battle against man. Hear me. While I'm talking about this consciousness thing and this mentality thing, is the first battle against man in scripture is the battle of identity. Satan came to Eve through the serpent in the Garden of Eden. He said, did God say, you shall not eat of? She said, God said we shall eat of all the tree except the tree of knowledge of good and evil. For the day we eat it, we'll die. She said the tree in the midst of the garden. And Satan said to her, he said, you shall not surely die. Say, for God knows that when you eat it, you shall be like God. I hope you know that statement was completely wrong. There was no need for them to imagine being like God because they were already God. That was the deception. The first battle against man is the battle of identity. Many of you have been struggling in life, even in your faith as a believer, because you have a malformed and a deformed self-image. Self-image is the picture you have of yourself. The quality of your self-image is poor. And because of that, you are suffering from identity crisis. On Friday at the online mentorship session, I said that your self-image is what gives back to your self-feeling. Or how did I put it? Self-feeling. And then your self-feeling gives back to your self-respect. Self-esteem, rather. Self-image is the picture you have of yourself. Self-esteem is how you feel about yourself. Self-respect is how you carry yourself. All of this boils down to what you see about yourself. Many of you will never buy an iPhone because you don't feel you are worth it. And because you have a wrong impression of yourself, you will discover that that thing will never come to you because you've already known in you that you are not qualified to have it. Some of you, the reason why the blessings of God evaded you last year, escaped you last year, God sent his angel. But there was something wrong with your mindset. You kept feeling you were not qualified for this. You were not up to this. Buy car. You say, no, till apostle buy car. Meanwhile, God has blessed you. Continue. Is it not Jesus you will follow? Some of you are blessed, but you don't spend it on yourself. You don't take care of yourself. You are blessed and you are still having health issues. When you have the money to take care of yourself and live in good health. Why? Because something in you is lying to you that you are not worth that treatment. They say, this is what you do. Go for medical checkup. You say, I don't get money. I don't find money. That's what you think about yourself. And you carry a sense of invaluability around. If you are not valuable to you, who will you be valuable to? Who will place value on your life? I'm not saying be proud. I'm not saying be bossy. Be humble. But walk around with a sense of dignity and respect. Don't let the devil fool you that you don't need the good things of this life. Some of you, in fact, if we open your mind, tear it open into 100 places, there is no plan to ever drive a Range Rover. Especially when you remember the garri and soup you are going back to eat now. And you know, the garri is the end of the nylon, there's sand. So when you go back, you have a way of filtering it. So I came in this service to orchestrate by the Holy Ghost a shift in your mind. Tell the devil you are worth every blessing that God can give. Are you hearing what I'm saying? According as his divine power had given us all things, not some, all things means all things. I don't know how many things your dictionary contains, but all things means all things. Even the Oxford Dictionary, they had to edit it recently. Did you hear? They put Yahoo, Yahoo boy. Some of the Nigerian terminologies, they had to edit it and put it inside. According as his divine power had given you all things that pertains to life and godliness. Meaning your life on earth. His power has given you everything to enjoy life. Everything to enjoy life. So when it comes to material things, don't worship them. But expect to have them and enjoy a good life. Some of you are used to, the only car in your mind is a Corolla S. Have you sat in a Mercedes before? That one that massages, that one that the chair, it will be vibrating and massaging you. Anytime it passes you on your street, you just say, this rich man. Don't you see yourself inside that car one day? Now, I'm just using the material template. Forgive me, I'm not preaching prosperity gospel. No, I'm a preacher of truth. I'm using that because that's what we relate with. In fact, this is the least. If we start talking about the spiritual things, which are the true riches, let's not even go there, because many of you are totally disqualified. You feel God cannot use you because of your past. Is it your past that will do the work of God? You saw my sins when others saw my flaws. How did he put it? You forgave me. Are you hearing me? Yeah, listen. That's how I live my life. I'm trusting God to live humble every day. Those close to me, you know, I don't worship material things. Material things means nothing to me. There's nothing I have now that I can't give God. And I'm telling you, absolutely nothing. But I will never see myself too small for certain things. No. If he paid for it, it's so that I can enjoy it. That's a message I'm going to preach this year on prosperity. He paid it. I earn it. So start with your consciousness. So this year, you need to walk in the consciousness of the word that God has sent to us. What is the word? That it's a year of victory. Walk in the consciousness of his sent word. Now I'll give you four things before we pray. Four things that will help you to profit from the sent word of God to us this year. Practice these four things and you'll profit from this word, victory, that God has given to us this year. Whether it is victory in your finances, victory in the battles of life, victory in your career, victory in spirituality, victory on every side. Practice these four things and you will profit from this word. Number one, rejoice at the instance of the word. Both this word and any time God speaks a word to you, he has sent a word to you. Rejoice at the instance of the word. Why? Because the Bible says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all their destructions. The word of God sent to you means your life has changed. Not your life will change, your life has changed. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When God sends his word to you, he doesn't say you will be. We human vessels that speak the word say that to help your understanding. But when God speaks to you, he speaks as if it is already existing. And that's true. In Genesis 17 verse 5, he told Abraham, he said, no longer shall you be called Abraham, but Abraham, because I have made you, past tense. Meanwhile, Abraham at that time only had Ishmael. Yet he said, I have made you a father of many nations. And that's the way God's word is, because it is his word that carries the creative force. Listen, if God says to this flower, apple, before the word got to the flower, in God's mind, the flower was already an apple. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when the word of God comes, just rejoice because you know your life has changed. Not your life will change. No, it has changed. That's the turning point. I want you to know that joy is the attitude for receiving in the kingdom. Joy is the attitude for receiving in the kingdom. Remember the parable of the sower in Matthew chapter 13 verse 20. Interpreted the parable to mean that the seed that fell by the wayside represents those who heard the word and received it with joy and gladness. You find that in Matthew chapter 13. Verse 20 and Mark chapter 4 verse 16. Immediately they heard the word, they received it with gladness. It is with joy and gladness that you receive the word of the Lord in a way that it can profit you. The word of God is seed. When it is sown into a heart of joy that combines with an understanding that is ready to cooperate with God, it will manifest and become a reality. The Bible says in Psalms 126 verse 5 to 6, they that sow in tears will reap in joy. He that goeth forth weeping, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless again rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with him. So it is with joy that you receive in the kingdom. That means if you don't have joy, you have not been positioned to receive. So God comes in every service and he looks for people who carry a heart of joy ready to receive. Because for you to receive something, you must have the attitude ready for it. If somebody sends something to you, a parcel, and they are coming to deliver it to you, they are coming to deliver it to the person that has the name and the phone number on that parcel, and you will produce a means of identification. Otherwise, they won't give it to you. So that's why if you don't produce the attitude required to identify that blessing as your own, which is joy, you can't receive anything from God. That's why people come in the presence of God and they don't profit. That's why people come before a man of God. Let me tell you something. That's why it's important that if you are close to a man of God, you even have to be more careful. Because you can, maybe you are depressed or you are frustrated. You just come around the man of God after he's apostle now. I know him. He's my buddy. He's my friend. You pride in the fact that you know him. No problem. That's your blessing. There are those who have not met him who are receiving. And then you come around a vessel that you know God can use to change. Listen, even if God is not hearing your prayers, when you come around a vessel of God, even if God does not intend to say anything about you, his speech can make God change his mind and change your life. That's why when the widow's son died, she didn't send message to Elisha. She went to meet Elisha. Because she knew that Elisha will make God change his mind and the son will leave. Martha told Jesus, he said, Lord, if you were here, my brother wouldn't have died. He said, but even now, I know that if you ask God, I don't know why he's not hearing my prayer, but I know if you ask God, even if you are not in the mood to prophesy, just say something. But you come around that kind of anointing, that kind of atmosphere, and it doesn't profit you. Why? Because out of your over-familiarity, you still come in the sorrow of your pain. When Jesus met that woman, the widow of Nain, whose son was dead, and they were coming out to bury him, when he walked to them, what was the first thing he said? Weep not. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I had the privilege to see God's servant Apostle Joshua Selman this year. Oh, by the way, he drew my ears and said, go make sure you greet your people for me. All right? Now hear this. I was supposed to see him early in the year, but I had to wait for 2 weeks. The fix that we see today, bam, I can't get to reach him. And me, I don't call my fathers, my mentors, I don't call them. Except they say, call me. I don't call. It's honor. See, when you want to follow a man, follow him according to his terms, not according to your terms. You will not receive. If you follow him according to your terms, he's the one that will be the receiver. You will be the sender. Abby? He will set this date. I remain. I say, I go there. Yeah. Then he traveled to Lagos and left me there. So we sent a text. I'm still here. He said, I'm coming back on Monday. I will see you that same day. He came back, didn't see me. Then in the night, he said, come and see me by so-so time. When I went there, I waited for about 15 minutes. After waiting for 2 weeks, but I was excited. You know why? Even by sitting down there before seeing him, my life don't change. Are you hearing what I'm saying? From the moment the king sent for Joseph, everything about his status changed. And you could imagine, sat down with him for 2 full hours. No interruption, nobody. Just me and him talking. You think I'm the same? I'm not the same. Are you hearing me? So if me and you stand on the same bus stop, don't compare yourself with me. We may be standing on the same location, but in the spirit, I've trapped something you don't have. That's why you see a neighbor, one neighbor has a Jeep, the other one has bicycle. He changes his Jeep to another Jeep, the other one changes the tire of the bicycle. But their neighbor, they should have the same, it's not by proximity. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So receive the word with joy. John 16:20-22. It says, a little while your sorrow will be turned to joy. And then he uses the analogy of a pregnant woman. He says, when it's a time of delivery, she's in deep sorrow. Say, but the moment she delivers, her sorrow passes away for the joy that the child has come. Madam, that woman going out, I want to pray for you. Are you going? I want to pray for you, but you can go if you want to go, but I just saw something on you. You can go if you want to go, but I need to pray for you. Amen. Yeah, that's my style. Hallelujah. If I call you now and start prophesying to you, after you have received and go, but there's something I need to pray for you. Something major is coming for you in the year, but we need to pray for preservation for you. Are you hearing me? I'll come to you. Don't worry. Number two, how to profit from the word of the year. Walk in the spirit. Galatians 5:16-25. Walk in the spirit. It says, walk in the spirit that you will not fulfill the laws of the flesh. What does it mean to walk in the spirit? It means to allow the life of Christ in you manifest by the Holy Spirit. It means to understand and follow the path of the spirit, the ways. Ways means the methods. God's method of doing things. God's method of being in situations. That's what it means to walk in the spirit. Same Galatians 5:25, it says, if we live in the spirit, let us walk in the spirit. This is a year where you need to be on fire for God. You need to be a spiritual man. You need not to judge by the seeing of your eyes and by the hearing of your ears. You need to learn to follow by faith and to look at the things that cannot be seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. What you call a predicament, a problem, might just be a turning point. Sometimes what you are going through is not a twist of fate, F-A-T-E. It's a twist of fate, F-A-I-T-H. God wants to orchestrate something. Anytime I start going through challenges, I begin to become happy. Because I know God is about to show me a side of his power I've never seen. That's how a spiritual man thinks. When the devil tries to offer your future to you on the platform of temptation, is what God will give you if you can just wait for 3 more months. But Satan say, compromise now and get it. First of all, Satan doesn't come with the whole version. His version is pirated. So why trade your life for a pirated version? A spiritual man will say no to that temptation and say, unto all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. God's path may be long, but it's the surest. No, the young people, youths of nowadays, they just want quick money that they can't manage. Have you seen any Yahoo boy that repented and is still rich? Show me the person. You got some of you here, your boyfriends are Yahoo boys. With all due respect, your boyfriends are. You know, but you don't want to leave him. You are still collecting the money. When you start your business, your plan is that when you start your business, you will leave. And you are backing it up with the scripture that the wealth of the hidden will be laid in store. You are misunderstanding that scripture. If the Bible says the wealth of the hidden, it means the hidden worked hard for it. This one stole. Ecclesiastes 2:26. He said, to a man who is good in God's sight, he gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the laborer, he gives the work, or to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and collecting. Gathering and collecting. So even among the sinners, there are genuine wealth that they work hard for. But God says, you're not going to work that hard. You're just going to work smart. Or you are going to work more principle. Follow my principle, and what people work for will be laid up for you. By the way, it is not wise to work for money. You should work to build what can create money. If you work hard for money, you will never be rich. You need to keep working. Because the day you stop working, money goes. But work hard to build what will sustain the flow of money. I'm supposed to say that in a financial class, but it's for yourself. So that's that young lady. She knows he's a Yahoo boy. She knows that his business, she doesn't trust what he bought. She doesn't want to ask him because she's afraid of knowing that this guy is into fraudulent. Her plan is to open that shop that will spend 2.5 million. And when she has gotten it, she will divorce it. Let him go. God has superior ways of blessing you. God has not run out of options. So walk in the Spirit. Follow the leading of the Spirit in everything that you do. Remember, the Bible says that God has revealed these things to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God. In verse 12 of 1 Corinthians 2, it says, but now we have received the Spirit not of the world, but of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. So it is the Spirit that reveals all that God has. So when you walk with the Spirit and by the Spirit, He reveals to you all that God has made available for you. He reveals to you opportunities in the midst of scarcity. He helps you discern your seasons of breakthrough. It's not every time they will favor you in that place. And so He will avoid you from going there. You want to go and greet them, but something keeps restraining you. Or you will go late and turn back. Why? The Spirit of God knows the time allocated for that man to favor you. You are going before the time. So He's preventing you. Did you understand what I'm saying? There are some relationships that God has allowed you to nurse in the last 5 years. It's this year that it will pay for you. Yeah. But some of you wanted to pluck the fruit before it ripe last year. See, when you are in a turbulent situation, learn to be patient. Don't move by desperation. That's what makes many of us borrow too much. No. God is already working out the supply. You borrow ahead of God. What is wrong with you? Why can't you be patient? What you want to borrow this night may be waiting for you tomorrow by 6 a.m. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Walk in the Spirit. Tell the neighbor, walk in the Spirit. Number three. Well, of course, walk in the Spirit means walk by faith. Can I tell you what that means? It means that you will take daring steps this year because of your faith in God. You will learn to take bold steps. Many of you have been in one place too long. God is waiting for you to move. Like Moses, Red Sea, mountains, Egyptians. Israelites about to stone him because he brought them to their destruction. God said, why are you crying to me? He said, tell the people to go forward. To where? To the sea? And God showed him how that he is called the way. Take daring steps. Start that business. Fine, it's better you fail with 10,000 and 50,000 so that when 10 million, 50 million comes, you succeed. You would have learned experience. You want to go and experiment with 50 million. You think God is a fool? No. Start and fail. There's something you will learn that is more valuable than the money you lost. And I hope you know, as far as God, when you are dealing with God, don't count losses because He's the one that restores. Sometimes you will even see it in your dream that you started the business and it crumbled. Say, hey, this is my 100,000, I'm going to save her more. Hey! Start that business. Invest there. You want to use the 500,000 or you want to use the 2.5 million to buy one car that will be sending you to the mechanic every now and then. And then they bring an opportunity. Get this landed property. The Spirit of God is telling you, invest this money in this property. Say, no, let me get car so that I can feel. You are walking by the flesh. Walk in the Spirit. He says, I am the Lord God that teacheth thee to profit and leadeth thee in the way you should go. Who told you? Many people think that the leading of the Spirit is only for spiritual things. No. God is as interested in every area of your life as you are. Walk in the Spirit. Number three, walk in divine wisdom. Walk in divine wisdom. Proverbs 4 verse 7 to 8. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom and in all you're getting, get understanding. Principal means first, fundamental. The first thing to get this year is the wisdom to live victoriously in the year. Wisdom. Chapter 2 of Proverbs 6 to 7. For from the Lord comes wisdom and from His mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He says He stores up wisdom for the upright. That's verse 7. Sound wisdom, he stores it for the upright. So he's waiting for you to ask. The wisdom you needed to succeed this year, he stored it for you while you were still in last year. He's waiting for you to ask. No wonder he says in Psalms 84 verse 11, no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. Why will he not withhold any good thing from them? It's because he has stored wisdom for the upright. And because the upright is living by the wisdom of God, they have access to every good thing. Are you hearing me? Wisdom. Wisdom is not common sense. Wisdom is God's pattern for doing things. God showing you how it ought to be, so you don't need to follow shortcut. God didn't say I'm the shortcut. He said I'm the way. Abi? So there's nothing like shortcut in the kingdom. Wisdom. Chapter 8 of wisdom. Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Chapter 8 of Proverbs. I want to read this one now before we pray. Verse 32, 36. Malakatosia. You are glorious. 32 to 36. Chapter 8 of Proverbs. In your ways. I want to read this. And I want you to catch this. Now therefore listen to me, my children. This is wisdom speaking. And of course you know Christ is the wisdom of God. For blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise. So one of the ways to attaining divine wisdom is by paying attention to instruction. God gives us wisdom by instructing us. And do not disdain it. In other words, do not neglect it. Sometimes the wisdom of God in a matter can be very simple. Very simple. That you stumble over it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the post of my doors. That means every day you are praying and asking God for wisdom to go through that day victoriously. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. So you don't, they say you must marry to obtain favor from the Lord. It's not true. Marriage is one way. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. I hope you know the Bible says he that findeth a wife. It didn't say he that weddeth a wife. So, it's not supposed to start happening when you get married. From the day by divine revelation and wisdom, you spot that lady and you see a complement of your destiny in her or in him. From that day, the Bible says you have found a good thing. And that's the day the favor of God begins to come. However, that's not the only way. Here's another way in verse 35. Give us that verse 35 quickly. He says, for whoever finds me, finds life. So if you get the wisdom of God, you have gotten favor. So reduce your prayer points. Don't pray for wisdom and favor. Just pray for wisdom. Favor will come. Nobody will work with a man that doesn't have sense. Abi? Uh-huh. So when God endows his sense, in quotes, inside of you, naturally, favor will make you meet the right people, obtain the relevant resources, be at the right place and at the right time. And I see that happening for somebody in the name of Jesus. So walk in divine wisdom. Number one, by inclining your heart to perceive the mind of God this year. Proverbs 23:26, my son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Number two, way to walk in divine wisdom, by obedience to divine instruction. I want you to realize that 2025 is the year for the wise. Is it not 25? It's 25, ba? Matthew 25, what's the story there? The parable of the 10 virgins. Five were what? So this is the year for the wise. This year you must get sense in Jesus' name. I'm saying it again to that your neighbor that doesn't like it. I said this year you must get sense in Jesus' name. Yes. Many of us, there are areas in our life where we need sense. God is blessing you, but you are just gathering consumers in form of friends. You need sense. Many of us gather friends based on our emotional connection. wrong. Many of us gather friends because we are looking for people that can sympathize with us when we are in our down times. It looks good, but it's wrong. Many of us gather friends that are less than us so that we can become the champion. It's still wrong. Gather friends that are wise. He that walketh with the wise shall be wise. But the companion that people who only know how to paint their fingers and dance on TikTok, and every day their account is going into minus, a companion of such shall be what? You know. Hallelujah. Do you still like me? No, we need to get sense this year. You are now 35 years as a man. All those people you call your friends, write their name on a piece of paper. How many of them have solid investments that can maintain them? None of them. All of you are just jumping around from one bar to the other, going from one wedding to the other. At 35, you dress for a wedding, wear your glass and go there and be posing. And nobody's looking at you. Because even the ladies have sense now. To know that wealth does not announce itself, you will know it. Value does not announce itself, you will know. Value carries a presence, it doesn't announce itself. Thank you, sir. Mene mene. Mene mene. Get sense this year, get sense. You'll be 40, you don't even have one landed property. And you say God didn't provide. Print your bank statement last year from January to December. If you have less than a million, I'll drop my mic. So the millionaire you are praying for, you are already a millionaire. What did you do with it? This year is a year for redemption. This is the year where you just have to be wise. Say after me, I decide in 2025 to be wise. Very true. Must be wise. You must be wise. Some of you, the problems you are having with your husband is simply because you are not wise. When you married him, he was not a talkative. Now he's talking, complaining about many things. Listen, if you see a man complaining about many things, the problem is one. Men, am I lying? No, that's how men are. That's how men are. The problem is one. All of a sudden, if you see a man, every day, you know he doesn't used to complain before. This is somebody who still loves you. Even with the complaint, he will still buy something for you. Abby? So you need to sit down and ask yourself, what is that thing I'm doing? What kind of decisions am I making that is giving me a plethora of bad behavior? It's a woman that can complain about many things and mean many things. Just like a Mercedes-Benz, the day it starts spoiling, you will repair everywhere. Everywhere. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are some men that are praying. In fact, they are even thanking God I'm preaching this now. Their problem is that their wife doesn't have financial intelligence. You can't give her money and she manages it. Or you can't give her money and she does anything. And the man is looking at his life. How much time do I have left in this civil service job? Every day we collect money and it just goes down the drain. When am I going to have an investment? Remember that God called you as a helpmeet. And then there are some men that this year, you have to just put your God-given dominion to work. After confessing all the promise, get out there and do something. Sometimes it's not when you go, God is not waiting for you to go out and look for a work. God is just waiting for you to go out. Maybe you will meet somebody that will connect you to where you ought to be. That's why God forbid for any man here, by the grace of God, that this year your wife will sustain you. I said God forbid for such. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Personally, I don't even like a woman's money. It's like the thing that Achan stole. To me. To them it is good. In their hand it is good. But woman money for my hand. Except if they are coming to sow a seed ahead. I know I have something greater to give them. But make me, I go say, borrow me woman. No. My ego will not allow me. Amen. Finally, number four, believe in the sent word. Here's when we draw the curtain and pray tonight. Believe in the sent word. You want to profit from the word of God for us this year? Believe in the sent word. The sent word now is not just the spoken word. It's the man sent to you. John chapter 6 verse 28 to 29. And they asked Jesus, they say, what shall we do that we do the works of God? Jesus said, this is the works of God. Believe in him who was sent. Listen, God has devised a prophetic system around your life at every season to move you from where you are to where he wants you to be. The prophetic is meant to shift people. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now, if you find that God has domiciled that voice around your space, hear what I will tell you. You need to learn to discern the voice of God within a season to your life and have the honor enough to believe and receive from that voice. Let me say it again. In every season of your life, you must learn to discern the voice of God. Who is God speaking through in my life this season? Because when everything fails, the spoken word can get you there. Jesus said in Matthew, there were many widows in Israel, but to none of them was Elijah sent, save to the widow of Zarephath. The woman knew that that was her prophet, and she did everything to keep him. Otherwise, when Elijah multiplied the oil and the barrel of meal, she would have said, thank you, man of God, make another bread for him and say, you can go your way. She said, Nalayo, if you can multiply food that we will eat, remain here. Elisha, uncle, the woman said, I perceive this man is a man of God. Build a room upstairs for him. When her child died, she carried him and put him upstairs there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are times when it's not by your prayer. It's a voice that God has domiciled around you. I'm telling you, sometimes you may meet that voice once in a lifetime. Have the honor to discern and receive. Let me tell you, many times I've argued why God called me to do what I'm doing and the stature he gave me. First of all, I'm young and then I'm small. In fact, recently I met a tech billionaire or something. When they brought him to the hotel room to see me, I asked, after greeting, I said, I hope you're not discouraged. I hope you're not disappointed. They didn't tell you he was a small boy, but he had understanding. And bam! Because his heart was open to receive, he didn't look at size. His life began to open like snapshots. Pop, 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 pop. I didn't know the guy was a billionaire. Big time. I didn't know. Prophesied, prayed on him, wear my shoe. 1 week later, I was going somewhere. They said, we are coming to pick you. They came with him. Said, this car is a car he just ordered for. Man, if you see that BMW, Makoteka Mayadagaza. In my mind, I said, thank God I greeted him, sir, when I met him. Now, what I'm saying, he had the mind to discern. Now, I thank God for the way I am. I walk into a place, they receive me as a man of God, fine. They see the hand of God in their life. I walk into a place, and they say, oh, he's a young boy that is starting out. No problem. You will look for another, you will wait for another season. When the mercy of God will bring another person. It's not by age or rank or size. It's not social status. If God has put it in you, he has put it in you. There's nothing the devil and his cohorts can contest. This is not, the anointing is not something you argue in court. It's not election you argue in court. And then they give to this. Before I formed thee in your mother's womb, I knew thee. I sanctified thee and ordained you a prophet to nations. It's their business if they receive. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 verse 40 to 41, he that receives me, receives you, receives me. And he that receives me, receives him that sent me. Says, if you give a cup of water to a prophet in the name of a prophet, he says you receive. But if you give a cup of water to the man of God in the name of your classmate, you receive a classmate's reward. What's a classmate's reward? High five. Some are even foolish enough, they will go and snap picture. I've had the privilege of seeing so many great men of God, Of course, and you know, our father in the faith, Apostle Selman, I've never taken one picture and I don't desire it. The day you see a picture with me and he is him that will ask them to snap us. There's no need for picture now. When I carry what is more a stronger proof than picture, there's no need. In fact, the day he asked me that I should ask him for a gift, I'll tell him, that Bible that you used to preach that you never opened, give me that Bible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you ready to pray now? This year is your year. I want you to get ready because God is positioning you by these words for something big. Open your mouth while you are seated and speak to God right now. Speak to God. Speak to God. So credibly be hataya. Cause your name is the highest. Your name, it's the greatest. And your name stands above them all thrones and dominion, all power and positions. Your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. You have the power. And position, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, oh, all creation's cry, oh, hey, you are lifted high. Me tonight. The Bible says, when men say there is a casting down, you will say that there is a lifting. When God says this is your year of victory, he meant it despite the situations and circumstance, so that you can hold on to the word regardless of what comes around you. What men will call a setback for you is a setup for your comeback. Are you hearing what I'm saying? God will show through your life that in the valley is a shortcut to the mountain. God is ready to do exceeding far abundantly all that he can ask. According to his divine power that worketh within us. Pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Salaba katrine kotilema. Grete kilos on Amarahate.
Oh, the angels cry. Hey, oh, holy of creation's cry. Creation's cry. And you are lifted high, oh, holy, holy forever.
Hallelujah. Let me give you some of the prophetic word God gave me for this year. When we entered this year, I decided I was not going to do all of that. At the beginning of the year, you forecast, prophesy, this and that. Matter of fact, I didn't put my heart there. I just wanted to know what God will have me teach you. Because at the end of the day, it's His word that transforms people. But then God began to give me pockets of some of these things, and a few of them have been fulfilled. But there is more to come, and I'll give you some, especially the ones I received this afternoon. So much later, if you can't write, you can go and watch the service again and cut this part and put it. This is a charge to us, the SGNI family. The first prophecy is to SGNI global family. Whether you are following from Yola, Abuja, BU, UK, US, Ghana, South, wherever you are following from, as long as you are connected to this global family, this is a charge. Number one, God says, learn to acknowledge Him for all that He does in your life. Learn to acknowledge Him for all. Don't trivialize anything, whether little or small. You sleep and wake up the next day, Father, thank you for the gift of life. It's not salary, it's gift. You didn't do anything to earn it, and you cannot convince God to give you long or short life, as you may put it. God decides this is your last night. There's nothing you can do to change it. If there is anything you can do, it's because He allowed Himself to be influenced by you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If God gives us an opportunity to influence His mind over a decision, it's because He allowed us to influence Him. So learn to acknowledge God. That's number 1A. Number 1B, similar to 1A, learn to acknowledge and honor who or where God blesses you. Learn to acknowledge who or where God blesses you. Share your testimony where your miracle met you. So if you went to assemblies of God and God gave you a miracle there, don't come back and share it here. Share it there. There's a reason why God gave you the miracle there, not here. We are still in the body of Christ, but share it there. Acknowledge the grace God used there. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I want you to take this. This is not to teach you human worship. No, you know we don't do that here. Even all these people that come to testify and say, "Our Father, I want to thank you." Nobody, do you teach them? Do you train them on what to say? Do you tell them to always? No. Sometimes I wish they don't say that. The truth is, even if they don't share testimony here, there are many lives across the globe that God is changing every day and every day by the grace in this house. So, and I know it's God that is doing it. But learn to acknowledge who or where God blesses you. If it's a pastor with 5 members that spoke over you and it changed, don't come here and say, "Apostle did it." Go back there and say, "God, through this man." God doesn't move through His servant by the size of congregation. No, no, no. Those things are not yardstick. There are principles to get it. Okay? Glorify God with your testimony by identifying the vessel He used. Number 2. God will bless us with abundance this year. Now, to that effect, ensure the following. Number 1. Ensure that your store is never empty. That's how God told me. Ensure that your store is never empty. Yes, abundance will come, but learn to save. Learn to keep. Don't deliberately squander everything and say, "My God shall supply." After all, he said, "Don't worry about tomorrow." Part of the reason why he said, "Don't worry about tomorrow," is because he knows he gave you enough to feed you today and tomorrow. A day to the Sabbath, he gave them enough manna for that day and the next day, so that they don't gather. There are seasons when you shouldn't be working. God gives you enough to sustain you for the next season. God said, "Don't let your store be empty." It's practical wisdom for managing the abundance. Because, like I said, this is the year of redemption. Do you notice that poor people waste more than rich people? I'm not divine the body of Christ. No, I'm speaking men, generally, men. Alright, I'm not talking poor believers, rich, no, I'm saying men, generally. Because in the kingdom, poor, rich doesn't count. But in society, I hope you know it counts. And make sure you are not found where the P is. Otherwise, you will call your son, sir. Somebody who is meant to be your son, you will call him, sir. May that not be your portion. May God so bless you, both with abundance and with wisdom, that you will not wait for your children to walk and take care of you. You would have labored enough to take care of them and you. A good man leaveth an inheritance for his children. That boy going there, make sure I pray for him. I don't know who, but that boy just going out there. Make sure I pray for that boy. No, the other side. Make sure I pray for him. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is not a tactic to keep you. I'm seeing in the spirit. I know what I'm saying. Are you hearing me? Mm-hmm. So don't wait and say, oh, no, no, no. There's still time. You can still redeem time. There's still grace. You are 50. There's still time. God called Abraham at 75. So that you are not at the mercy of anybody. Number one, ensure your store is not empty. Number two, ensure no wastage. In fact, that's how God puts it. He said, no wastage. Save, reinvest, trade, by all means, ensure there is a continuous and circular flow. Not now, later. Just make sure I pray for him later. Not now. If he was going to ease himself, he can go. I just said, make sure he doesn't leave. Thank you. So exercise frugality. Anything you can do. Women, sell akara, if it means that. Sell akara. Maintain your steeze and sell akara. Stop sitting down doing nothing. It will prosper. Whatever he does, prosper. Young ladies, sell akara. There are still wealthy people who like roadside akara. Are you hearing me? Sell. Sit down, no job, nothing. You're just sitting there. How much will it take you to buy pan, buy beans? Now that beans is cheap, because very soon beans will be expensive. So if I were you, go and buy bags of beans. When the price shoot up in the next 2-3 months, you start selling and you get money. I just told you something. Rich men don't waste. That's why they have microwave. They have fridge. They have freezer. But poor man go chop warm. After one warming, he don't spoil. So must chop everything now. Are you hearing me? Anything you can do to ensure that circular flow, do it. Sell akara. Sell moi moi. Are you, no, see, there is steeze with poverty. Is equal to frustration. Sell zobo. Every new, look at the crowd of people here. Buy zobo or bonds or anything, come and bring here. You partner with our finance department, finance and sales department. Sell! Yes! Do something. Don't sit down waiting for somebody to come and marry you. In fact, there are men now that are waiting for rich ladies. They are looking for rich ladies to marry them. Shame on you if you are such. Shame on you. Shame on you. So number three, under that note, I said God will bless you with abundance. Number one, ensure your store is not empty. Number two, no wastage. Save, reinvest, trade. By all means, ensure there is a circular flow. Number three. Okay, that's all for that. God says he wants to trust us with more, but we must be faithful with the little that he has given us. Be faithful with the little. That's why many people are broke this January. You swallowed everything in December. But I pray for divine intervention by the mercy of God. Number three thing for us is going to be a year of redemption for many of us. Last chance. So God will bring back the favor, bring back, it's going to be a year of redemption. I want you to pray against negative and sad occurrences in families this year. So we are going to have serious prayer moments. Against negative and sad occurrences. I saw a wind of sorrow blow this year, we are going to stop it in our families. We can't avoid it from blowing, but it will stop it from entering our families. In fact, let's even take 1 minute to pray that. I want you to hold the hands of one person. Agree with them, whether you are sitting or standing. Come against every negative occurrence. Every sad occurrence. Cancel it by the authority in the name of Jesus. Cancel it. Every wind of sorrow blowing over your family, let it be arrested. Cancel it. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name. It is done in Jesus' name. Pray against death and destruction. Spirit of death will walk around many families and many territories this year. Pray against it. God gave me an economic advice for us in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4 to 5. Put the scripture. Let's read. I'm sorry. This is our first service, so we will soon close, okay? But you just need to get everything and go. This is an economic advice for us this year. He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Diligence means keep doing what you have found to do, whether it's failing or succeeding. At best, go back, reevaluate your principles, reevaluate your actions, and take the right steps. Verse 5. Atuto si dokumalahai. Verse 5. He said, he who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame. Harvest is done in summer. So he's saying that there will be a season of abundance. Those who will save, reinvest, are wise. Those who will just chop. NGO job, you are earning 900,000. After 6 months, you don't have one savings. And you know there's problem in my family. No problem. It's a statement to God. You will know whether or not your family get problem. And I mean that with all the love, but it's the truth. Learn to save. Are you hearing me? In fact, Papa Selman draw my ear for this one. And I won't tell you some other things he told me. Maybe I'll teach it one day. The power of one. You've heard him say it before. The power of one. He taught me the principle. And he told me that's the secret to their financial exploit as a ministry. And that's what we have been practicing. So take that advice. Nigeria, agriculture will blossom more and more this year. More and more. So invest in agriculture, but invest wisely. Listen, I didn't say do business, I said invest. Not everybody is called to do business, but it is good that everybody invests. You don't need to be there for your money to work for you. You can put your money to work in a system. You can partner with somebody who is into grains. Sorry. You can partner with somebody who is and split. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you know you are so bad with business that even the father's business is not prospering in your hand. No problem. So find somebody who has harnessed the anointing in them to prosper and partner with them. So agriculture will blossom this year. Get ready. You see, there's going to be a hike in food prices. And it's those who have bought bags and saved that will cash out. You see me opening it like this. But invest wisely. Oh. Don't say apostle say then you just go without asking questions. You shook your leg. No. Ask. This afternoon the Lord gave me these ones. You will notice that now they are blue biros. So I got these ones this afternoon. I saw a bomb explosion while I was praying. I heard boom. A bomb explosion. Pray against such occurrences. I saw a state divided against itself. And in that vision, I heard a scripture. A house divided against itself will not stand. I saw a state. Now, I will leave you to guess whether I'm talking federal state or state. You know, a state can be a nation. A state can be a state. I will leave you to guess that one. But I saw a state divide against itself. And I saw a court case. So a government taking a government to court. Watch the news. God says more corruption cases will be exposed. More scandals. However, and state funds will be recovered. A lot. Millions and billions. However, God said we should pray that they are not restolen. You know what it means? So if they catch somebody that this person stole this and they recover the loot, where did the money go to? That's the money that should build hospital in your village. Your mother is sick in the village now because there's no good hospital. So God said, pray that it's not restolen. So it's like you're trying to fight corruption and it's coming back. Pray against that. You remember that last year I gave you a prophetic word. I said something about finance and the house of rep. It's still valid though. It will happen. Okay, we'll take a moment to pray, but let me say this one. I saw fire in the air this afternoon. I was just thanking God and I saw fire. I saw something moving in the air and I saw fire. I want you to pray against, when I say pray, in attachment to a prophecy, it means if we truly pray, it won't happen. So don't go and say it didn't come to pass. No, it's to pray that it doesn't happen. So pray against aviation accidents. Now, I asked the Lord, I said, but this has become recurrent recently. If I go and say, they will say, is God says, no, say it. All of that is a sign. I saw fire in the air. And God says, pray against aviation accident. Now I pray in the name of Jesus that you and your household will not be a victim of aviation accidents or any kind of accident at all. A few weeks ago, I was praying and God gave me the name of a woman. I don't know, but something is going to happen in the news about her this year. Well, I'm saying this in January. So we still have about 11 more months, so there's enough time. I was just praying one day while in Abuja and I heard a name. Loretta. Onochie. Is it Onochie? O-N-O-C-H-I-E. How do you pronounce that name? Yeah. I don't know. I will still go pray about it. But I saw that name and let me tell you the truth. I believe what I see. I saw that name. So I'm not saying anything about it, but there's going to be something in the news about that. I will still pray and find out. I just pray it's not a scandal or something. So you can research about that name. Globally, the digital space will enrich many people this year. I've been saying this from last year. The digital space will enrich many people. However, invest with wisdom. And if God is not leading to you to invest there, don't invest. Are you hearing me? Now, you see me that is telling you invest in digital. I don't have any investment in digital. Me that is talking to you, I don't have. But I'm the one prophesying. I don't have not because I'm afraid. I don't have because God didn't lead me there. Prosperity, God leads you. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He leaded me. But maybe for you it could work. But I'm telling you, the digital space will enrich many. I've been saying this since last year, especially at prophetic school. The digital space. Some of you need to start learning about digital currency, digital marketing, AI, all of these things. Study about it. Take a course. Open that your brain that you have closed from many things. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My brother is here. He has his testimony. So God said globally there will be alliances as well as disagreements. There will be many alliances as well as disagreements amongst heads of governments and nations. Many alliances are many, and it will affect global economy, global trade, migration. Many places that were shut will be open. Many places that are open will be shut. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you don't understand, pray you'll understand. Possible death of a head of state. Pray against this. However, if it's a wicked man that is occupying a seat, let him be cut off in Jesus' name. But pray against the possible death of a head of state. Head of state can mean anything. You go and you can even be the head of state of your house. Pray against the outbreak of another virus or another variant. That's how I put it. Pray against the outbreak of another virus or another variant. Now, last year I gave a prophetic word that I saw a disease with animals. How many of you remember? And you see, the thing with the prophetic is one word can happen, it can have different occurrences. So monkeypox broke out in some places in Africa last year, right? It killed people. They're still trying to deal with it around Central Africa. But God says pray against another outbreak of a virus. Now the reason why I'm taking you to last year is so that you will not say I went to watch this one to I told you since last year, January, the video is online. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or another variant. That's the way I saw it. Then there's going to be increased fetal or infant mortality. Increased fetal or infant mortality. Pastor Henry, what does that mean? Increased fetal or infant mortality. What does it mean? Make the no hear from my mouth. Yes, sir.
Pregnancy, loss of pregnancy and also little children as newborns.
It means loss of
pregnancy
and
newborns.
All right. That's why we are going to anoint the children today. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Stand on your feet. Hear me. I was trying to research while I was coming in the car. We are going to shut down in the next 5 minutes. Hear me. I was trying to research about cows because of something God showed me. I may not get it correctly now. You know, the Bible says we see in part and prophesy in part. But it looks like, and I want us to pray against it, but it looks like something like a disease broke out among cows. And it began to affect what they produce. You know, there are economic importance of cows. For instance, they produce dairy products. So it began to affect the milk that cows produce. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And I saw lots of businesses in certain countries. Of course, we need to pray against that from happening, because it may mean that they may start saying in a particular area people shouldn't eat cows or have anything to do with cows. So I started researching to know if there are diseases like that that have broken in the past. But the time was short. I was already on my way here. So I'll still go back to research, because sometimes prophecy will take you back to history. The Bible says what has been will be and what is has been. Amen. But for you and your family, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I want you to pray in 1 minute before we close and say, Lord, I declare that my life and my household is exempted from the evil of this year. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that. And you are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Can I have the anointing oil now?
my Redeemer, you are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy to be praised, Lord, you are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer.
Hallelujah. Please, if you are a child here or you have children here from 16 years down to the baby that is suckling, just make a line for them here. If they are infants, you can carry them and come with them. Make a line for them. I'm going to go down and we're going to do this snappy while the rest of us are praying. The prayer is going to be preservation over your life and your family. Where is that woman that I pointed to? Where is she? The prayer is for preservation, and I want you to take it serious. Listen, God will make you to pray against evil before it comes. Are you hearing me? God will always make you to pray against evil before it comes, so that you pray and be aware. He says, watch. Are you hearing me? Where is the woman? So while I'm anointing these children, and just to announce to you, I said I was going to give two announcements. Let me do one now and the other one after this. This year, whether the devil likes it or not, I don't care if they tell me no 20 times. We are going to go as a team to secondary school and primary school this year. We are going to do a massive invasion. Listen, if I go to any school and they tell me no, they should just get ready to say no 100 times. Because God says, I need to do that. So if you have a school in this place, please open, it's me that is coming. Open the door for us. We are disciplined people here. Are you hearing me? Or you are in a school where you can influence the school. Don't be the one that will shut the door for us. Because one school we tried to go to, it was a Christian that said no to us. You know, they say a man's enemies are those of his household. I've said no. I've received no from Christians in my lifetime more than Muslims. But you know what? Let them get ready to say no 100 times. Because this year, I will knock on that door until it opens. There's a mandate. The devil is invading young people, teenagers. There's an agenda of hell. If you are a parent here, jack up your prayer life. I beg you in the name of God. No child is too big to be prayed for. Even the one that is married. There's an agenda that has been concluded in hell. Especially for teenagers and for young ones. But I bring you the good news from the Lord. It says in Isaiah 54 verse 13, your children shall be taught in the fear of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of them thereof. No devil will touch your young ones. It says, I will contend with him that contends with thee, and I will save your children. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So while I'm anointing them, you begin to pray and cover your own with the blood of Jesus. You are a mother expecting a child, or you are believing God to get pregnant, begin to prophesy that the blood covers them before they come. Or you have a sister that has a child, a brother that has a child, pray for them. Or pray for your household. So the next 3 minutes, you are going to be praying greatly prayers of preservation. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because we need to cancel witchcraft. I see a lot of young people being initiated into witchcraft. Are you hearing what I'm saying? In fact, to be honest, there are some of the children around us who are already possessed. We are coming to the school. You will see children deliverance. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm coming. One of our brothers who follows us online, he has opened his own school, his wife's school, to us that we are free to come anytime. He even gave me a time frame that is almost 3 hours. Alright? We need to bring them the word of life, and we need to pray and secure them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you ready to pray now? You came alone, madam, or you came with this woman? Oh, you came together? Who invited who? Okay, she said you invited. God bless you. Please celebrate God for them. Hallelujah. God is about to do something. Where's your husband? Huh? Does he work there? What's he doing there?
Plumbing work.
I saw an open door. That's why I said at the beginning that something big is about to come. God wants to answer your prayer.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are these your children?
This one and
this. Okay, just this and this. Okay. So, Mama, I want you to be a witness to this. God is about to answer the prayer of your family.
Amen.
And bring finance.
Amen.
But I want you, listen, ensure that you and your husband, by all means necessary,
yes, sir,
live in peace.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Argument, no. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Mm-mm.
Argument, no.
Yes, sir.
Ensure that you and your husband live in peace.
Yes, sir.
And stop insulting him in your heart.
Yes.
Is that true? I won't say it, but is it true?
Yes,
okay, I should say it. I went for facials today. You know spa? You know where they do spa? I went there in Jesus' name. And the lady that was doing the spa, anytime she touched me, I'll be hearing what she was thinking in her heart. Amen. So I told the sister that followed me there, I said, this lady is, this thing is wrong in her life. But I didn't prophesy, you know, no. It's my brother that can boldly know. Me, I can hear so much and just waka and go. Are you hearing me, madam? Please. The devil is trying to push you to a place of frustration and regret. I see you thinking in the night and sometimes regretting. Why am I in this marriage? Why did I marry this man?
Yes, sir.
I don't know, but I see that not too long ago, he traveled, of course, to Nasarawa. But before he traveled, you people had an argument.
Yes,
it was in the night. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. The bed you sleep on, huh?
Yes, sir.
See, like a normal bed, right?
Yes, sir.
With the bed has this thing at the back near the wall.
Yes.
And I've seen a window near the bed. It's like the window is where the bed is.
Yes, sir.
So I saw you arguing with your husband. I saw him wearing a short sleeve shirt that night. It was dark. There was no light. I don't know what argument was it, but he left. I think he went to the parlor or something. And then that night you woke up later and you sat at the edge of that bed by that side with the window behind you.
Yes, sir.
And you began to ask questions. What is wrong? God is about to open doors.
Amen.
Amen. Next week is miracle service. We'll leave it for miracle service. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That woman wearing white tag, tying scarf. Who is that? That lady. Who is that? Wearing. Yes, who is that person? Yeah, you are wearing a tag. Who is that? Yes. Yes, you are turning back. Is that Esther? Oh, great. Next week. Are you hearing me? God is about to open a door. In the name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
I speak to faulty foundations. And I command every attack of the enemy, everything that has tied the destiny of this family, it is broken in the name of Jesus. Hey, it is broken. Every stranger around your life, let her go. In the name of Jesus Christ. I said something, every stranger, but keep that one to myself. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak preservation over these children. Let me start with them. Where's the anointing oil? Your husband is going to get a breakthrough job. Your husband is going to get a breakthrough job. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There was a lady, I don't know if we got the video testimony. We went to Yola for a prophetic conference. I shared with you, sir. A lady I prophesied to, and I said, I see the government opening for you. I see you walk into the government house. How many of you were there? You remembered? Good. Sent me a text that in that same December, No, called me. In that same December, they called her and said, would you like so and so position in the government? She said yes. They gave her the position and promoted her immediately from level 5 to level 8. You will watch the video testimony next Sunday. And no woman has ever held that position. Talk more of Christian. When I tell you something, I want you to believe it. There's a major breakthrough coming for your husband. Even him too. The next time he comes to Meduga, I want to see him. Because God knows the heart of man. In Jesus' name. Father, I speak preservation over these children. In the name of Jesus. It is well with them. And I pray the attack of the enemy over your life is cancelled. I rebuke death over your life. Hear me. You shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus. Every baggage of the enemy in your body, whether now or in the year, is flushed out by the blood of Jesus. It is well with this family. Clap your hands and give him praise. Now, this one at the back. Oh, God bless her. Mama, you will soon smile, eh? It is well with you. I'll see you people in the miracle service. So I want you to lift your voice in the next 2 minutes and begin to pray for your family now. You are praying just one prayer, preservation. God bless you. You can return back to your seat. Whose daughter is this? Your nanny. Come. What's your name? Huh? Huh? Okay, look at me. Just look at me. Satan, take your hands off this life. In the name of Jesus. Where did you adopt her from? What kind of family is she? Do they have anything to do with Islam? Islam, where she's coming from?
Yes, he's the only Christian, the father of this child. He's the only Christian.
They are all Muslims.
All of them, they are Muslims.
Can you see me after this service? Or you can come for miracle service?
Okay, I'll wait for you.
It's alright, you can go. Now lift your voice and let's pray. We don't have time, we need to go. In the name of Jesus. Please lift your voice and pray. You are praying preservation over your life and your household. This anointing comes upon these children for preservation and to cancel every agenda of the enemy over their life. You are worthy to be praised, and you are worthy to be praised. Father, we speak preservation in the name of Jesus. Every enchantment of the enemy against these lives is canceled in the name of Jesus. We seal them by the anointing and by the blood of Jesus. Let every planting of hell be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that is not of God, pack your bags and leave their lives. We declare that these ones are rescued by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Preservation by the blood. In the name of Jesus. Preservation by the blood. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray.
spirits, every enchantment of the enemy against your household is broken. Hey! Ay, 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 ay. Come on, pray, come on, pray. Mara shakele barate ke basuda, marate kasuda ba. You are preserved. You are preserved. In the name of Jesus, come, hold on. You know why I say you are preserved? Is this your child? How many do you have? Just this one. I see God about to give you a boy and another girl, but I see an attack, both on your womb and on your life. Are you hearing me? Now, anything called fibroid or cancer that will grow in your body, unwanted growth, I stand today on the 26th of January and I cancel it in the name of Jesus. You are preserved by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Keep praying in the spirit. Maratoshika paladis. Preserved by grace. In the name of Jesus, preserved by grace. as we close. Stand on your feet as we close tonight. Am I I speak preservation over your life and that of your family. I declare that it is well with you. No devil will touch you this year. You will not be a victim of circumstance. And I prophesy that in every aspect of your life, you will see victory this year. And the name of God be glorified in your life. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Please be upstanding. Before we go, I want to give an opportunity. Please everybody stand. If you are here and Jesus is not Lord and Savior of your life, I would please ask you to just keep standing on your seat. If you want to surrender your heart to Jesus, you want to be born again, you've not been serious with God and you want to begin this year on an even note, wherever you are, I want you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I repent of my sin and I receive your life into my heart. Help me to know you. Help me to serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you prayed that prayer, could you lift your right hand for me to see wherever you are? If you prayed that prayer, God bless you. Whether for the first time or you are returning back, just lift your right hand where I can see you. Maybe you are rededicating your life again or it's for the first time. Now, if your right hand is lifted, please walk to the front quickly. Let's celebrate them as they come. Please walk to the front quickly. Walk to the front quickly. Keep clapping as they come. The first set of souls for this year. Hallelujah. Don't stop clapping till they are all here. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hands towards these ones and pray for them? Most important decision to make as you begin a year like this is to be one with Jesus Christ. Your life has changed from today. Those of you in front, please put up your right hand to heaven as a sign of surrender. Father, I pray for these ones by the confession of their mouth and the belief of their hearts that their sins are forgiven. We declare them born again. They will serve you all the days of their life from today. Seal them with your Holy Spirit of promise. Help them to live for you this year. Help them to overcome temptations. And every satanic activity around their life is broken. Every attack of witchcraft, every kind of manipulation from hell around their life is arrested. They will serve you all the days of their life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
If you've been blessed or inspired by this message, you can connect with us by liking our Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel at Sons of Glory Network International.